That's right. Deb's going to start the recording. I'm so proud. Okay, so I am super, super excited about our speaker tonight, Mr. Matthew LaPalme. So just a quick story. So Matt is actually my sponsor. And when we started, I got started with a cold call, essentially. And I remember Matt calling me and saying, do you want to go to dinner? And I was like, why does this guy want to take me to dinner? And we showed up to dinner, my husband and I, and I quickly realized that Matt was going to be way more than, you know, just a business partner. He was going to be a friend. And through our entire Ambit journey, he's always been there to say, you know, I just want to help you succeed. And if you've ever met Matt, he's the most humble guy you'll ever meet and just so, so incredibly nice. And so I could talk about him forever, and but I won't because I'm sure he's like, Amber, just be quiet and start interviewing me. But so I am super excited to introduce to you national consultant Matt LaPalme. He is a top 50 income earner. He has over 25,000 customers. He fast-tracked RC, SC, and EC, and he is a member of the Millionaire Club. So, Matt, are you on here?
Yep. Thank you, Amber, for this great introduction. Appreciate it. You're too kind to me. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for being on here tonight. We're so, so, so happy that you're on here. So my first question for you, Matt, is, you know, how did you get started with Ambit? Tell us a little bit about it.
Sure, I'd be happy to, Amber. And before I get started on that, though, I just want to thank you very much, Amber and Debbie, for having me on this call. It's a real honor to be on this call, especially after, you know, so many great Ambit leaders have been on this call over the years. And even just last week, we had the Ambit legend Doug Parker on this call. And following them, it's really an honor. That's about all I can say for it. It's an honor for me to be here. And I hope I have some good words for everybody. But getting back to your question, Amber, your question is, how did I get started on Ambit? And I'll tell you the quick story of how I got recruited into Ambit, because maybe it'll help somebody to hear how I got started. And, you know, it's really very simple. Anyone else can do the exact same thing. So I went to high school with national consultant Tien Bui. And we went to high school together, and of course, you go to high school with somebody, you get close with them typically. And anyhow, we went to high school, but we parted ways after that, and we didn't really see each other, to be honest, for about close to 20 years. And we were friends on Facebook. He found me on Facebook and friended me, and we didn't really talk, didn't message each other, didn't do anything like that. So one day, he just called me up out of the blue. And, you know, Tien lives in the Dallas, Texas area, national consultant Tien Bui. And I live in Michigan at the time, up in Ann Arbor, Michigan. And there wasn't really a lot of connection. Like, let me just put it this way. Like, if you, like, looked on paper and said, this Matt guy, is he going to be a smart recruit? Is he going to be someone to invest your time in? The answer would have been almost on every respect, no. I was not in an Ambit state. I had no previous multi-level marketing experience. I had, I was a computer programmer. I had an IT business at the time. I owned an IT business, but I was a programmer, a consultant for businesses and stuff. So it wasn't like a kind of skill. Like a lot of times people say, well, insurance people, real estate agents, those kind of people, they can transfer their skill set over to Ambit really well, very quickly. So if you looked at me on paper, it did not look like I was going to do well or that I was even a smart use of his time to call that day. But he called me up and he said, hey, Matt, how are you doing? And, you know, I just want to chat with you, you know, talk about the old days, so to speak. And, you know, a good friend calling up after 20 years, it's definitely going to take a few minutes for him. Said, yeah, Tien, that's great. And we chatted a little bit. And then about 5 minutes in, he said, are you by a computer? And immediately, this is a thing that's going to happen to all of us. The salesman alarm goes up, okay? Because at the time, I was a business owner. And if you're any kind of a business owner or something like that, you get sales calls, like, all the time. You know, few a day. People want to sell you something or get your company to buy something, or, you know, they just, it's a salesman alarm goes up. Anyhow, I said, sure, Tien, you know, and the reason why I took the time for Tien is because we were good buddies. We were old friends. And that's an important thing to know, is you've got to, it really helps to have some hook in a sense for your prospect and something personal. That's the whole point of Ambit. With our customers, we want them to be our friends and family. Our consultants, if you just go out to your local coffee shop and just find someone sitting down quietly and say, hey, I want to talk to you about a business opportunity, it's going to be very difficult for them to give you the time to talk about Ambit. As much as they need to hear about Ambit, as much as you're doing them a favor, which you totally are, and they should be doing Ambit, by the way, absolutely 100% should be doing it, you got to get past that salesman alarm, all those defense mechanisms that are going to come up inside their mind. And that's where you got to develop your skill set. But if you have a personal relationship with that person, if it's somebody who owes you a favor, you have an in to get them to give you some of their time. Think about if someone owes you one favor. You know, can you ask them to watch the presentation? Maybe. I mean, you can ask them, but I'm going to say, yeah, they're going to watch it. Maybe. What if someone owes you 10 favors? What if someone owes you 100 favors? If they owe you 100 favors, they better drop what they're doing when you start to talk to them about Ambit. And so my advice to you, if you're running out of prospects, go do some favors for people. Get some people. This is not hard. It's simple. Get some people who owe you a favor now. And then you turn around and you cash in on that favor. And this is how you cash in on that favor. You say, are you by a computer right now? Because I want to show you something. And then Tien showed me the business presentation, getting back to my story. And it was over when he showed me the customer list. And I understood immediately that these were customers getting their electricity, paying an electric bill, and every month Tien's getting a cut, and they're not going to cancel their electricity. So that was when it was over for me. Now, I kept him on his toes a little bit. I said, Tien, let me think about this a little bit more, and I'm going to sleep on it, because I never make a big decision fast. I always want to think about it and let my emotions settle, and if I come back, if I still have the same desire to do it the next day, you know, with a different state of mind, then it's a sign that it's a really good business, or, you know, it really is good opportunity. So I thought on it, and the next morning I woke up and I said, I really want to do Ambit. And I did it. I started it, signed up, paid the sign-up fee. And I remember not sleeping sometimes in that first week, where I would like think, oh, it's time to go to bed. Let's go to bed. And then I would just, my mind would be racing. How am I going to do this? How am I going to run this business? I do want to talk to you all a little bit about recruiting tonight, because that's an important skill to have in Ambit, but that is how I got started in Ambit. Amber, thank you.
Thank you, Matt. Okay, this is Deb here.
Hey, Debbie.
I'm so excited to have you on the call. I love everything you say always. Okay, so Matt, when did you realize that Ambit was it for you? You know, like that you could actually leave your other business and this was it.
Sure, Debbie. Well, thank you, Debbie, for having me on the call. Thank you to you also. And it's an honor. Just, you know, I didn't say anything about Amber. Debbie, they said so many nice things about me. So I got to say, I have watched Amber and Debbie, you know, start Ambit and learn from nothing to be absolute experts in Ambit in just a very, very short time. Get into EC in just about a year's time. Record pace to EC, from MC to EC in 1 year. Thousands and thousands of customers, thousands of consultants. I have learned from Amber and Debbie, so they're terrific hosts for this call. When I realized Ambit was for me was when I saw that Ambit was about leverage. And when I first understood that and I first like had that experience of it. Because, again, what attracted me to Ambit was that passive income, like I mentioned earlier. But this is when Ambit really clicked, when I said, wow, you know, because we all have moments. At the beginning in Ambit especially, we have good moments, we have bad moments. Let me tell you guys something. The longer you go in Ambit, the more it's even, the more it's all good moments. But at the beginning, I remember those days very well. You have good days, you have bad days. You have a day where you go up and talk to a prospect and they say, yeah, I want to sign up right away before you even finish the presentation. So you have other days where it's just you cannot seem to get a yes, no matter how hard you try, no matter what you do. Even if you do 10 different ways, it seems like you always get no's that day. So don't worry. And maybe, to be honest, the fact is we still get no's no matter how long we go with Ambit. Maybe you just – they roll off your back a little more the longer you go because you realize they're not important. So that's maybe why we don't have as many bad days later on the longer you go with Ambit. But the day that I realized that Ambit was really for me and I was really, really happy I'd done Ambit was when I was just a regional consultant, just an regional consultant. I started March 2014, and this was the summer of 2014. So I started, I had some initial success. I got to regional, got my six consultants in. And a lot of times after people promote, they can hit a soft spot or a soft patch or, they get complacent a little bit. Happens to all of us. Happened to me. I was regional. I got complacent. And it was also the summertime. And I had young kids. That's why I started Ambit, because of my young kids. Kids were out of school. Good time to be outdoors. I live in Michigan. We don't have so much time like the Texans to be out of doors all year long. We have to do it in the summertime. So I really wasn't working Ambit at all that entire summer. In fact, if I remember correctly, I don't think I tried to recruit anybody. I don't think from like June to August until I went to Ambition, I don't think I did anything for Ambit. And when I realized this was working was when I got paid in July. I'm pretty sure it was July. And I got a check. I looked at my bank and said, there's a check from Ambit? What? I'm not doing anything for Ambit. It's because someone in my IRC code had sponsored a consultant. They had gone out and got customers. And I was the IRC coded person. I got a $55 check. I was like, wow. Here I am with not doing anything, and I'm getting paid. So that's the whole point of Ambit, by the way. That's why we're in such a great business. We are in the business of not working and getting paid. Well, sort of, because you had to work first a little bit. I had to recruit that other person in my IRC code who went out and recruited another person. But we are in the business of not working and getting paid, provided we do that good work one time. And then we want to get paid again and again and again and again. And that's a terrific business to be in. It's a business so good people don't even understand it. And so we're all in the right business. We just got to, get the right skill set. And again, I'm going to talk a little bit more later today about recruiting. So thank you for the question, Debbie.
Okay. So Matt, what do you know now that you wish you had known when you got started?
Well, a lot of things, Debbie, like a million things. and I still don't put them all into practice perfectly, to be honest. I still make some of the same mistakes I made when I was a rookie. But I'll tell you, if there's one thing that stands out to me is the biggest thing, it's simply this. Ambit is for everyone, okay? We have something like 70 million possible customers in the U.S., okay? We have like 80 million possible customers in Japan, and what is it, like 2 or 3 or 4 million possible customers in Canada? Okay, that's our customer base. Now, our consultant base, though, is really much bigger because everybody in the U.S. who's got a Social Security number, 18 and older, can be a consultant, right? I don't think there's anything wrong with that statement. Anybody with the social who can, sign up, 18 and older, can be a consultant. So everybody can be a consultant. And again, TN recruited me out of Michigan, not in an Ambit state. I'll tell you the story of the biggest recruit I did in my entire career. Because when I look back, this was so pivotal. It was so pivotal because this is why. Now I'm a national consultant. Thanks be to Amber and Debbie on this call, two of the ECs who got me to national. The reason why I'm a national now is because I was an EC when Amber and Debbie joined onto the same team as me. And the reason why I was an EC when they signed up was because of this recruit I did when I was a senior consultant. So let me just tell you this quick story. I was working as a consultant. Like I said, I was a computer consultant. I was working at a company that was a customer of mine. I went to this customer. This is a good customer of mine. I went in there like 2 or 3 times a week. But I was an employee, just like a contractor would show up 2 or 3 times a week. Anyhow, I was good friends with a girl there whose name was Renee. And Renee and I had known each other for about 10 years before I started doing Yambit. And we used to just talk about stuff at work. Like, she was into stocks. She was really, really interested in stocks. And I was a little bit interested in the stocks, not as much as her, but she would like day trade all the time. So we would chat about that. And if I heard any good tips, I would try to pass them on to her. She'd always tell me what she was doing. And anyhow, one day, I don't know why I didn't approach her until I was senior, but anyhow, luckily I did because I was a senior consultant. I said, "Hey, Renee, you really should take a look at this business I'm doing." And she said, "Okay, sure." She said, "I'm not on my break right now, but in like 15 minutes, I'll be on my break. I'll stop by where you're sitting with your computer. You can show me." And anyhow, she did. She showed up on her break. She came over. And I just talked to her about Ambit, showed her the power zone, showed her the videos and some slides and stuff. It was like 10 minutes tops. And Renee, sat through it all and said, "That's interesting." At the end, she looked at me and she said, "Matt, I don't think this is for me, but I've got a sister who's kind of in between jobs because she works for a bank and they kind of like they go in between jobs sometimes. So she might be interested in this. Her name's Felicia." So, okay. And again, here's another lesson for you all people. Even if someone tells you this isn't for me, I didn't say that, but you can say, "Do you know someone who this might be for them? Do you know, can you refer me to anybody else?" Luckily, Renee did that for me because I was a rookie at that time. Anyhow, Felicia signed up. Felicia went to senior. Renee saw Felicia doing well. Renee signed up. She went to senior. Their mom signed up. Their mom went to senior. That was three of the five seniors. Oh, and they had a friend. I can't forget their friend. Their friend signed up, whose name was also his name was Amber. She went to senior. That one conversation, "Hey, Renee, I just want you to take a look at this business I'm doing on the side," turned into four of the five seniors who got me to EC. So again, just go for everyone. Felicia, just Renee, just like me, Felicia, they were not in an Ambit state even, but they wanted something. They wanted something more, and it was obvious from the fact that Renee was constantly doing side stuff already, with stocks and everything like that. So she was a very smart person, and she's willing to work for it and do what needs to be done. So that's my best advice for everybody is, even if someone can't be your customer, again, you can get like 300 million possible consultants in the United States. It's like 300 million just in the United States. Just the United States. That's a ridiculously large number, way more than any of us will ever get, could even comprehend. So go out to everybody and don't prejudge them. I'm sure you may go in priority and say, "Well, this person I think might be better." There's some logic to that. And go in order, sure. But go out to everybody. And you never know who that person is going to be. It's not about you, it's about what's going on inside of them. All right, it's really about them. And so how are you going to look inside their heart or their mind and see what's going on inside there at any given time? Unless you're very, very close friends with them, extremely close friends, like best buddies in the whole world, you're not going to know what's going on inside them. And so you got to just put it out there in front of them and see if they take the bait. So that's my best advice, Debbie.
That's great. Matt, if you could change one thing about your story, what would you change?
If I could change one thing about my story, that's a tough question, Debbie. I would, I would become, I would try to become a better recruiter faster, is what I would do. Because again, the Ambit business, we all know, everyone on this call knows this, you get customers, you get consultants. There's not a lot of people who come into Ambit and see 20 customers and freak out, right? I've not, in my experience, I've not seen a lot of people say, "Oh my gosh, I could never get 20 customers in 2 years," that or 10 years even, "I could never get 20 customers." I don't think that anyone gets worried about that. So the customer side, it's not a big concern for a lot of people, it doesn't seem like, especially when they're well-trained. The consultant side, the recruiting side, It's the tough part, I think, in Ambit for a good, a lot of us probably, in my personal experience and what I've seen in my experience with other people inside Ambit. And so I'll try to give you an analogy of that. A lot of times what we do when we start Ambit is we think that we're just going to go and blast Ambit out there and people are going to be lined up to sign up into our business. And let me just paint a picture for you. This is not what Ambit recruiting is like, okay? We think, have you all ever gone down to like the beach or like a pond, a lake, and you got just a little bit of bread and you pass out some bread to some pigeons or some ducks, and before you know it, it's just, before you've been done with one piece of bread, you got 20 ducks around you, you got two or three pieces of bread, you can have 100 ducks or 100 pigeons all around you, or seagulls, whatever they are. And they're just swooping in, viciously going after that bread. And that's when we start Ambit. We kind of think we're just going to throw some bread in the air. It's going to go into pieces, and there's going to be 100 pigeons are going to show up, and we're going to be a senior consultant halfway to EC in the first day. And that's not how it is. We all know that on this call. It's more like this. It's more like fishing, okay? When you fish, you got to have your fishing pole. You got to have the right equipment. You got to have some bait to attract the fish, and you got to go out and throw your line into the water. You're going to catch one fish at a time, and when that line is in the water, you're going to be going after one fish. And even there's some skill even with fishing. First of all, you got to be patient. You know, first of all, you've got to wait until the fish are hungry. You've got to be smart, and if you're smart, you're going to fish when the fish are hungry. And the important thing there is, like I mentioned earlier, if the fish are not hungry, they're not going to take your bait. And again, even if you have the perfect fishing rod, the perfect hook, the perfect lure, the perfect bait, and, you know, if the fish are not hungry, you just won't catch a fish that day. It's just the wrong day or the wrong fish around you. So you got to be patient. You got to go with the time when the fish are hungry. And then again, you got to not put, if you put too much, let's say you're using bread, okay? If you put too much bread on your hook, just as an example, if you put a big piece of bread, the fish are just going to nibble around the outside of that bread. They're never going to get the hook. So you can't lay it on too thick. And this is where you got to get some skill, get some lines, get some practice. And the recruiting will become much, much easier after that. And there's nothing to worry about that. You know, did you ever start a job and you say, I've got 100% of the skills to do this job? No. I mean, most of us, we start a job, we have some of the skills, but, you know, to be honest, most of us learn on the job to some extent. We have someone teach us the ropes, and then we see watch other people do it. And that's exactly what we want you to do in Ambit. Have someone teach you the ropes, watch other people do it, and then go out and do it yourself. Repeat what you see. So just recruiting, it took me, Debbie, about years. So in case this is any consolation to anyone on this call, again, I didn't come from a background in multi-level marketing. I didn't come from a background of even this kind of heavy person-to-person interaction. I was more of a computer. Sure, I owned a business, so there was a lot of person-to-person interactions there, but it wasn't like I was a recruiter. There's a big difference. You got to be much more out there as a recruiter. So it took me years to get comfortable recruiting. Years. I would say 4 years in. If I'm going to ballpark it, Debbie, it took me 4 years in to get comfortable recruiting. So if you find yourself still struggling with that, don't worry. All I have to say to you is that's exactly my story too. I am comfortable, much more comfortable now. It's never perfectly comfortable, but you know, I really want to use Ambit as a tool to help other people. And that's my mindset, and that's what really drives me to recruit other people. And if they say it's not for them, I just realize, well, maybe it's not for them, especially not for them right now. And that's another thing, again, with patience, coming back to the fishing and the patience, be patient, wait for that fish to get hungry. You'll go to a lot of people, and you'll talk to them about Ambit, especially at the beginning. And you'll say, sign up to be a consultant, sign up to be a distributor on my team, and please, please, please. And they're going to say no. And be patient with those people. Don't hurt your relationship. Come back to them. When they see you succeed, when they see you stick with it, especially, and even not even so much succeeding, when they see you just stick with it 6 months later, they're going to think, wow, he or she is really sticking with it 6 months later. There must be something there. Maybe I was a little too hasty to judge it. Let me take one more look at it, Matt. And that happened to a lot of people I talked to. And it's happened to a lot of people that I've talked to that they've told me this has happened to them as they've been recruiting. So my advice is just, you know, go to trainings, especially, because you got to learn the skill set. And where is the best place to learn that skill set but from other people who have done well with this? And where are you going to find other people who have done well with this? At an AMBIT training. So that's my advice to you is get the skills to be more comfortable recruiting and sure, teach people on the customer side. But the customer side in AMBIT, we all know it's pretty simple. Everyone has, all of us on this call, we know how to enroll a customer. You know, that's a piece of cake. It's the recruiting that we all seem to have trouble with more than anything, in my experience.
That's true. Very true. And you're right. I was listening to you talk about the fishing, and I was like, how many times did Matt tell me it might not be the right time? Matt, what kind of advice would you give somebody who is stuck?
Someone who's stuck, let's say they just got to RC or they just got to senior and they say, oh, I've tapped out my entire network. That kind of stuck, Debbie?
Yep.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, my first advice to you is you're not really stuck, okay? Because, you know, you haven't really – first of all, I would say to them, where's your list? All right? And if they said there's nobody on my list, I'd say that's your first problem. Okay, you got to have that list. It's important to have that list. It's a very we need a physical tool sometimes, even if it's electronic, something you can look at, a list you can go down. And again, just like I was recruited by Team Bowie after not National Consultant Team Bowie after not talking for 20 years, we didn't talk for 20 years, and he called me one day, and you know, he signed me up, and I think that worked out pretty well for him, to be honest, but. You know people, and it doesn't have to be people you're close with right now. Just think back about anyone, like I said, who you owe a favor, who owes you a favor. And if there's nobody who owes you a favor, like I said at the beginning of this call, go out and do some favors for people. Okay, you got to put yourself out there. You've got to put yourself out there in the thick of it. And whatever that means to you, whether that means joining a club where you can meet somebody, if you really say honest to God, Matt, I don't know anybody. Like, there's nobody I know. Here's my phone. There's 5 phone numbers in it. I've talked to all of them. They all signed up. I need to get some new blood still. Then I'd say go out and find some place you can meet people. You've got to go out there. Some good advice. It's a good thing I got from National Consultant Team Bowie is you cannot be a secret agent in AMBIT. You can't be the secret agent, like, you know, in the shadows and stuff, doing work in the shadows. You've got to be out there. Now, it doesn't mean you have to be, like, in a sense, don't get me wrong, like, pushing AMBIT too much on people because then you have a negative reaction from someone. Again, it's got to be about that personal relationship you have with that person. And, again, just in that measure of if they owe you a favor – they're going to be much more likely to listen to that presentation. And we all know if someone really listens to an AMBIT presentation, there's a good chance they're going to sign up. It's a very good chance. I mean, we really owe corporate a great thank you that they lowered the sign-up fee. And $75, it's a very reasonable sign-up fee. Extremely reasonable. I mean, that's such a blessing for us to grow our business. And that's why when people actually go to an AMBIT presentation, a business presentation, whether it's a hotel presentation or it's an in-home presentation, which I really preach to my team is the in-home presentations because it's very duplicatable, or whether it's a webinar, again, a webinar also very duplicatable. You know, we talked about you can have 300 million possible consultants in the United States. Well, you can reach any of them with a webinar on any given day. So if you don't know how to do a webinar, you can get a free account from Zoom. You can get a free account from GoToMeeting and do webinars with either of those two tools. It won't cost you a penny. So you could, getting back to our prospects, if they go to those presentations, if they watch those webinars, $75 sign-up fee, there's a really good chance they're going to sign up if they come with an open mind. So that is my advice for anyone who's stuck. Really, really use that memory jogger. There's lots of teams out there that have terrific memory joggers. And I'm pretty sure if you go down a memory jogger pretty well, you're going to get some more names on your list. If you don't, go out and here's a bit of advice for you. Volunteer at a food bank. Put it down as your ambit cares hours. Volunteer at a food bank or some similar type of volunteer opportunity. You're going to meet some people. And then it's just a matter of making them your friends and then one day inviting them to a business presentation.
Thank you so much, Matt. You have so much wisdom. I'm telling you, you just do. Do you have anything else to add before I recap some things? I do have a question. When you signed up, it was over $400, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I think there are a lot of newer consultants that don't even realize what a steal it is to start this business now. Like you said, it's only $75 to start.
Mm-hmm.
It's fantastic.
It is. Yeah, I couldn't say it better.
Okay. So is there anything else you want to add before I recap everything?
One last thought, and I'll turn it back over to you, Debbie. But, the secret to success in Ambit, the secret to success in any business is it has to be mutually beneficial, right? The whole way we any of us make money is we do something for someone else that person values. So we have a product or service for someone else that person values. So they give us money in exchange. So even with Ambit, that doesn't stop. We're still running a business here. I'm going to take a line I got from a good friend of mine who is national consultant, Maksoon Mir. And I was at a training that we both did together about a month or two ago. It was in April. And he's talked about the three C's. So I'm going to steal this, Mir. I apologize, but it's very good. And these are the three C's. If you want to run your business, okay, always keep in mind these three C's. Take care of these three C's. The first one is the customer. Ambit's corporate commitment to the customer is to have competitive rates for the customer and to give them a good experience as a customer. And any of us who've been in Ambit long enough, we know they do that quite well. So all we have to do is take care of the customer, get them onto these competitive rates, make sure the customer is happy, take care of the customer. That's the first C, take care of the customer, okay? The second C is our other consultants. It's our team, it's our downline, if you want to call it that. Are our other consultants benefiting from this? Have we trained them? Have we done everything we can to help them? Are they making money? If our downline is making money and growing their business and happy and with the success they're having, is it going to make me, the upline, happy? Of course. It's going to make my job so easy when they're happy. So your other consultants, that's the other C. Are you taking care of the consultants, especially? Now, we're all the same Ambit family. We're all cousins, whatever you want to say, however you want to say it. We're all the same Ambit family. But we have Ambit children, if you want to call it that way, just to use an analogy. I apologize if it's a bad one. But your first responsibility is your downline. My first responsibility is my downline. Am I serving my downline appropriately? Am I giving them what they need to be successful and happy in Ambit? That's the other, the second C, that those other consultants. And then the third C is the company. Take care of the company. Make sure you do everything, as we always hear, with integrity. And because we need Ambit to stay in business. We need to treat Ambit right so that they can treat us right. Corporate works all day for us to provide us this system, which is a terrific system, which a lot of us on this call have made a lot of money doing. And we need to make sure that we respect corporate and do the thing, act in a way as consultants that brings honor to Ambit as a company and helps the company stay profitable so we can all keep getting these checks that we all want to keep getting as we not work less and less and get paid more and more as we've worked well one time. Again, this is the business that we're in. We want to not work and get paid. So we want to work well one time, be able to stop working and get paid again and again and again. So that's my advice, Debbie.
That's fantastic, Matt. So I just want to recap a few things, but first I want to say before it won't leave my mind, but you guys, Matt just said, take care of I like the three C's, the customer, always take good care of the customer, the consultants and training them, being there for them. I can tell you that Matt is family to us. Tien is family to us, and I mean literally family. We love Matt and Tien. They love us. We love Anastasia. We love Jill. They're whole families. And Matt would drive 6 hours, not an hour or two, 6 hours in one night to teach or to do a business presentation for us because we didn't know what we were doing. And it was just better in person. We hadn't even thought about doing webinars at that time. So it's so important to go out with your team, be there for them, and support them. And then, of course, keeping integrity for the company. We want Ambit to be around for a long time. A couple more other things that I want to highlight that Matt talked about was there are so many people in the world, you guys. I hear all the time, well, I don't know anybody. You do know people. Matt's right. He hit the nail on the head. You do know people. If you're not sure, like sometimes you can't even think of people's names, go look up the top 300 men's and women's names in America. Start thinking about everybody that you know that's named Jack. You're going to think of somebody, and don't prejudge anyone because people would have thought I would not do a business like Ambit. You, like Matt said, you don't know what their personal story is. You don't know what's going on inside of them. You don't know what's going on in their life. So don't prejudge. Show it to everybody because the other reason is the most fantastic opportunity out there. Matt, I can't thank you enough for everything that you do for us as a team, for being on the call. We love you. And go ahead and open up the lines and everybody can say goodnight to Matt and thank him for being on the call.